This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Thank you, Bish. Well, I hope you're not stressing out about it, because stress is something every adult experiences at least once a day. And to tell us all about stress and how to manage it really well is Joy sponsor Metro Body Fitness. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Ginny. How you doing?
We're doing well. We're not that stressed out today.
Chris, I'm always looking. I'm a pretty busy person. I work three different jobs as well as doing what I do on the Hump Day Crew as well. So, you know, sometimes when you have double ups of things that you have to do, that's getting a bit stressful, and I'm always looking for new tips. What have you got for me?
Adam, it sounds like with the work you're doing and such, do you actually take a breath and smell the roses occasionally?
Smell
or
the roses.
Yeah, do you ever take a break? Like, is it just 5 minutes or 10 minutes to yourself?
The fact that I didn't get a Valentine's gay, the date gift.
He said Valentine's gay.
You can tell he's stressed by that too. He's just stuttering.
No, it's not nice.
Poor guy.
So he needs to take a bit of a breath. And what else should you do?
Take a breath, do that. Basically, have a look at your eating as well. That's going to make a difference if you're working, you know, three jobs and such, and working as long as you do. So, yeah, diet and nutrition is very important, and meditation is really powerful, which basically, you know, help calm the mind, lower the breath, take a deep, you know, and sort of internalize a little bit, which is a little bit like stopping to smell the roses, if you like, in a different way.
Obviously, what ADS is experiencing is a form of mental stress.
Yes.
Something I go through a lot is a lot of physical stress. Now, I train quite a bit with my running and my weight training with you sometimes too, as you put me through a lot of torture. And on top of that, you know, I have a full-time job. I have Hump Day Crew, and I actually study at Joy. On top of Joy, I study as well.
Yes.
And on top of that, I've got to make time for my friends.
Yes.
So I need to work out how I can actually stay awake for the rest of these social activities.
Staying awake. Okay, well, in terms of your physical side of things, in terms of exercising hard and training your muscles, so to speak, or one of the things that's really important is stretching. And we don't all do enough stretching. Stretching is really effective in ensuring that the muscles are subtle and we don't end up with soreness, if you like, helps to reduce soreness after exercising. So stretching will eliminate or stretch out lactic acid, which can build up quite considerably. Sleep is another factor that you need to do. So sleeping is going to let your muscles recover and repair themselves. And again, making sure that you're eating healthy. So, you know, with social life being out, you can be tempted to eat a lot of fast food and such, but nutrition is a big factor when you're looking at health and fitness. So 80% of your weight loss is actually diet related. So, you know, all the hard work that you do can go out the window if you're training hard and eating poorly.
Oh, no, stress. And as you know, Chris, we've been training, and during our sessions, I talked to you a little bit about it's not really stressful, but I've got a wedding coming up in November, which is my wedding.
Yes,
which I don't, I'm finding it a little bit stressful. I'm sure the fiance thinks it's more stressful for her. But I need to get ready for that and try and make things as stress-free as possible. What shall I focus on, maybe, to help me get to enjoy that day in November?
Well, I think there's one of the things you need to do is keep exercising, keep active, basically, to as you've been exercising with myself. Basically, you don't want the added stress on top of all the wedding planning to worry about whether you're going to fit into your tux or not. One of the great things about exercising or any sort of physical activity is it helps to reduce stress levels. So, you know, if you're doing something that's cardio related, after 30 minutes, you get the good endorphins. Strength related, you get the good endorphins a little bit earlier than that. But basically, you want to lie down, you know, rest for a few minutes as well on top of your work. You know, spend some time just chilling out. So, even training with your fiance. So, you know, I mean
that could be stressing in itself. She's quite a hard taskmaster.
Yes, so. I mean, the Hump Day Crew in general. Yeah, you guys, you know, with the extra work you do and the volunteer stuff, you know, you need to take some time out to revive and re-energize yourselves.
So, out of the three things that Bish, myself, and ADS have mentioned, they're actually rated in the top five most stressful stresses experiences by adults.
Work, marriage.
Yes.
And not getting the Valentine's flowers. Well,
it's interesting. The top rated stresses are, basically, at the top of the list, you've got death. Okay, well, you guys don't have to worry about it. Relationship, of course, is in there. You got job. Financial is health. It's in the top five, actually. Yeah, well, and dropping it at 6 is actually sex as well. So,
ooh, are you sure that's number 6?
Yeah, yeah, that's
it can relieve a lot of stresses.
That's in there.
But you're helping us out with most of those, aren't you, Chris?
Not
number 6.
And number 6 as well, yes.
For more tips on stress, check out metrobodyfitness.com.au. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
No problems. Cheers, guys.
One of the most stressful things in Joy, of course, is the newsreaders. We tend to stress them out, so we've got two instead of one. Next, stay tuned for a special news report at 8 o'clock.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.